Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the conference call on EZN's results for the first half of the 2018-2019 financial year. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to your host, Mr. Stefan Szyszkowitz.
Good morning and welcome to the conference call on EZN's results for the first half of the 2018-19 financial year. The numbers which we are reporting today are in line with the development which we have already seen during the first quarter. And they are in line with the outlook which we gave in December for this financial year. At that time, we informed the market that after two financial years which we were influenced by positive non-recurring effects, this year's group net results would return to levels which we have seen 2015-16 and before. Despite the warm winter, I can confirm today our full-year guidance. We expect that group net result for 18-19 will range between 160 and 180 million euros. When talking about our performance in the first half year 18-19, I would like to remind you that wholesale prices increased sharply during the last financial year already. This increase resulted in a positive and non-cash one-off effect of about 40 million euros related to the valuation of hedges as of the 30th of September 2018. As of the 31st of March 2019, however, the valuation of hedges, which our supply company EVN KG did as part of their pre-running procurement strategy, resulted in a negative one-off effect of about 70 million euros. In addition, higher procurement costs negatively affected the supply margin, such as that EVN KG suffered from a loss of minus 44.3 million euros during the first half 2018-19. We always made the point that we closely monitor the development of wholesale prices and then its impact on margins in our supply business. Therefore, we just very recently decided to do another price increase on electricity and natural gas for our household customers, which will become effective as of the beginning of June. This is the second price increase in our current financial year. The first price increase was done last October. Both increases were about 13% each on the electricity working price and about 5% each on the natural gas working price. As next topic, I would like to remind you that the volume of our reserve capacity contracts declined. Last year, we provided 1,090 megawatt. These were all of our Austrian thermal capacities as a contractual reserve capacity for the transmission grids in South Germany. Due to the split of the German-Austrian electricity price zone, which became effective as the 1st of October 2018, this is not possible anymore. We still have contractual reserve capacity, but the volume is lower at 430 megawatt for parts of our natural gas-fired plant in Theiss. Due to the lack of reserve capacity contracts, our remaining natural gas-fired facilities in Korneuburg and Theiss are inactive and conserved in the current market environment. Yesterday, we published our decision that we will terminate the coal-fired electricity generation in our Dürnrohr power plant in autumn 2019. From a technical point of view, operation of the coal-fired plant would have been possible until 2025 at the latest, but due to the lack of a reserve capacity contract and the recent rises of prices for CO2 emission certificates, we took the decision for a premature termination. We will still use up the remaining coal on stock, which will allow us for another 30 days of electricity generation. We did not order any new coal. The assets related to the coal-fired generation Dürnrohr are completely written off. Therefore, this decision will not have any impact on the result of the current financial year. The third main driver for lower results are, as envisaged today, the reduced tariffs in our Austrian segment for networks, which reflect a lower regulatory cost of capital. Before moving on to the key financials, I would like to present some further highlights which occurred during the first 6 months of our financial year. Wind conditions have been very favorable during the reporting period. In combination with the continuous expansion of our generation capacities, our wind activities are contributing substantially to our results. As of now, our total installed wind capacity is 336 megawatt, and we are currently working on the construction of another 3 wind parks, which a total capacity of 31 megawatt. Our midterm goal remains unchanged. Subject to market conditions, we intend to grow our wind capacity up to 500 megawatt. On the 10th of April, We finally received the decision of the exit court on our arbitration case against Bulgaria, which was continuing since 2013. Please note that parts of these claims were already settled out of court in 2017. This out-of-court settlement with the Bulgarian state-owned electricity company NEC had resulted in a positive pre-tax one-off effect of €42 million in 2016-17. According to the final decision received now, EVN has not been awarded any further compensation. Therefore, the decision will not have any further impact on our balance sheet or results. In other words, the whole exit topic is now finished. Next, I have a positive news from Croatia and North Macedonia. In Croatia, we obtained the extension of two concessions for our natural gas business from 30 to 50 years. So the concessions now run until 2060. As you know, we started to set up a natural gas distribution business in the Dalmatian coast some years ago. The business is still small, but constantly growing, also based on prospering tourism in that region. Based on the extended concessions, impairment testing triggered reversal of impairments of the Croatian natural gas business in the amount of €2.1 million. In North Macedonia, we were successful in a tender and were awarded the license to act as a supplier of universal service. Based on such license, we will be able to exclusively supply all household customers and small-sized businesses starting from the 1st of July 2019 at a regulatory fixed price and a guaranteed supply margin. The initial term of the license is 5 years. In the international project business, we received 4 new contracts for general contractor assignments in Poland and Lithuania. These new projects have a total contract volume of about €65 million. And finally, spring is always in the time when the rating agencies complete the annual review of their credit ratings of EVN. This year, the outcome is very satisfactory as we received upgrades from both agencies. Already in April, S&P upgraded EVN from A- to A with a stable outlook, and in May, Moody's upgraded EVN from A2 to A1 with a stable outlook too. Our goal is to maintain such a solid A category ratings in the future. Let me now continue with the key financials of the first half of our financial year. The group's revenue remained almost stable in a year-to-year at €1.2 billion. Positive valuation effects from hedges for the marketing of electricity generation, as well as an increase in renewable generation and heat sales, were contrasted by, among others, a price and volume-related decline in the network segment. The already mentioned negative earnings contribution from EVN KG was the main reason for the decline in EBITDA by 29.9% to €330.3 million. Based on an almost stable development of depreciation and amortization, including effects from impairment testing, the group's EBIT was down by 41.8% at €198.1 million, whereas the financial results showed a slight improvement. In total, we generated a group net result of €129 million during the first half of the financial year, which corresponds to a decline by 43.8% year-on-year. Now I would like to move to the next slide, which provides some information regarding the group's balance sheet structure. Net debt, including non-current personal provisions, rose by 8% over the level on the 30th of September 2018 to about €1 billion. Gearing increased from 23.5% to 25% during the reporting period. Our strong balance sheet structure forms the basis of our pursuing organic growth opportunities in our regulated and stable Austrian activities. We plan to invest up to €400 million per year over the coming years. Therefore, roughly €300 million annually are dedicated towards networks, renewables, and drinking water in Lower Austria. Before we go through each of the segments in detail, I would like to give you a general overview on the EBITDA development of our business segments. The overview of the EBITDA development per segment illustrates the key drivers of our performance during the reporting period. The already mentioned impacts of our sales company EVN KG, which is reported in the energy segment, become clearly visible, as well as those factors which negatively affect the performance in the generation networks and environment segments. On the positive side, we are reporting today slightly improvement EBITDA in Southeast Europe segment. This is a very general overview. Let me now move to the next slide, which covers the generation segment in more detail. Wind generation in the segment was up. We benefited from the operation of our additional wind capacity in favorable wind conditions. Hydrology was good, but still below the even better water flows we saw a year ago. thermal generation volumes declined year on year given the decline in contractual reserve capacity, which I mentioned earlier. Based on these developments, total electricity generation volumes in the segment declined by 13.2%. In comparing the profit and loss statement, please bear in mind that the generation segment now includes our thermal waste incineration plant in Zwentendorf, which resulted in a respective increase in revenue, operating expenses, and depreciation. Apart from this, revenue also benefited from the increase in renewable electricity generation. Operating expenses, in turn, were also up due to a year-on-year increase in primary energy expenses. In total, these developments resulted in a decline in EBITDA by 4.9% to €99 million and EBIT by 15.8% to €67.7 million. On the next slide, I will continue with the energy segment. Energy sales in general suffered from the mild winter in Austria. However, we need to differentiate when looking at the development of sales volumes. Natural gas and heat sales volumes were down due to the warm temperatures. Electricity sales volumes, in contrast, increased due to new contracts with industrial customers. They were able to offset contrasting temperature-related developments. Both revenue and operating expenses in this segment increased based on the evaluation of hedges related to the marketing of own generation, respectively, the procurement of primary energy carriers and emission certificates. The increase in operating expenses was additionally driven by the development of market prices. Our supply company, EVN KG, which is at equity consolidated with operational nature, suffered from the valuation of hedges and higher procurement costs, as already explained earlier in this call. Based on these developments, the energy segment reported EBITDA of minus €15.3 million and EBIT of minus €25 million. On the next slide, I will present the developments in our network segment. Higher temperatures also slowed the development of the network volumes. The natural gas distribution volumes were additionally affected from the reduced use of the thermal power plants in Lower Austria. Apart from these volume effects, the decline in revenue also reflects a reduction in network tariffs for both electricity and natural gas, which became effective as of the 1st of January 2019. These tariffs reflect the lower weighted average cost of capital, which applies for the new five-year regulatory period. For electricity distribution, the new regulatory period starts this year, for natural gas distribution already a year ago. Operating expenses were up due to higher upstream costs for network stabilization shuts. In total, EBITDA was down by 18.8% and €148.8 million, and EBIT was down by 29.4% at €87.4 million. On the next slide, I will continue with the Southeast Europe segment. To start with, I would like to briefly remind you of three topics concerning Southeast Europe, which I already mentioned in the beginning of the call, which are also described in more detail in our quarterly report. In North Macedonia, we received a license to exclusively supply households and small companies. In Croatia, we received the extension of two natural gas supply concessions. Finally, for Bulgaria, we received the decision to exit. Now, for some more volume development in that region, even though the temperature-related energy demand was below the long-term average in Bulgaria and Macedonia, network and especially energy sales volumes were up in the segment. Higher electricity sales volumes were due to the growth in the Bulgarian liberalized market. In Bulgaria, the invoicing method of the so-called green electricity markup was changed last July. In total, the change is neutral on the income line because revenue and procurement costs are reduced by the same amount. However, the change is responsible for a 5.2% decline in revenue in spite of positive energy sector developments. Lower write-offs of receivables and the change in the invoicing method for the green electricity markup were reflected in a decrease of 7.3% in operating expenses to €27.9 million. Based on these developments, operating results improved with EBITDA of €54 million and an EBIT of €24.3 million. I would like to conclude my presentation of the segments with the environment segment. I would like to start with the developments in the international project business. We received four new contracts for general contractor assignments in Poland and Lithuania. The new wastewater project have a total contract volume of €65 million. The order book was about €255 million at mid-April, so this number already includes the four new projects which we received only then. Our efforts to acquire the big wastewater project in Kuwait recently focused on negotiating the envisioned project financing, as well as establishing the project company, which will be the majority owned by the Kuwaiti state institutions. We expect the final awarding of the contracts will be given by the local authorities during the current financial year. Now I would like to move on to the financial performance of the environment segment during the reporting period. For a comparison of this segment, please bear in mind that our thermal waste incineration plant in Lower Austria was reassigned to the generation segment, is therefore no longer included. The positive development of the order book in the international project business is not yet reflected in the numbers of this segment. Actually, project volume in progress was less dynamic than the previous year, whereas the newly acquired project will only be reflected in revenue of future projects. Based on these developments, we are reporting both a decline in revenue as well in operating expenses. The share of results for equity accounted investees with operation nature in contrast increased. In total, these developments led to a decline in EBITDA by 20.6% to 13.2 million euros, EBIT total 7.5 million euros. With this, I conclude the presentation of the segments. On the next slide, I will continue with the development of our group cash flows. Gross cash flow was down by 11.2% to 389.2 million euros in the first half of this financial year, which reflects a decline in the results before income tax, though partly offset by some contrasting developments. Due to the negative development of working capital, as of the balance sheet date, cash flow from operating activities amounted to 107.1 million euros and as such was below prior year's level. Cash flow from investing activities reflects a reduction of investments in cash funds and securities in the R138 fund. Net investments slightly increased year on year. The focus remained on capex in wind parks, networks, and drinking water supplies. The cash flow from financing activities mainly reflects the dividend paid for the previous financial year and scheduled repayment of loans. The net change in cash and cash equivalents amounted to minus 44.9 million euros. I would like to conclude today's call with an outlook for the group. As already mentioned at the beginning of this call, we confirm today our outlook for the current financial year. Assuming average conditions in the energy business environment, group net result for 2018-19 is expected to range from 160 to 180 million euros. There are factors that could influence the group net results, including the future regulatory framework in Southeast Europe, as well as the progress on activities in Moscow. I have now reached the end of my presentation of EVN's results for the first half of the 2018-19 financial year. I am now looking forward to answering your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9 and star on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press 9 and star again. The first question is from Peter Crampton from Barclays.
Good morning. Just one question from me. If I look at your energy subdivision, you're kind of EBIT loss-making, you know, this year, whereas in the past you tended to have quite good, you know, EBIT contribution this division. I was just wondering going forward kind of what to expect, you know, from this division, what you're kind of doing to get back to an EBIT profitable situation. Thank you.
Peter, you're right. The turn of the wholesale market has hit us in this year, but due to the two prices decisions we made with the 1st of October and the 1st of June, yeah, we will make up the wholesale increase which we have seen in the last 2018 year. So we are always aiming on average on the long term for higher single-digit cost margin. So this is what we are aiming for and which we try to achieve.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Duncan Scott from Deutsche Bank.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my questions. I just wanted to clarify, firstly, on the impact from the hedging valuation. I think you said it was a 70 million impact at EVN KG. That 70 million, is that between the end of December and the end of March, or is that between the end of September and March? Just to clarify there. And then, given that we've seen quite big impacts from the valuation of hedges in the last couple of sets of results, maybe you could talk a bit about your hedging strategy for the energy retail business.
Okay, Thanks. I can confirm it's 70 million from end of September to the end of March. Yeah, just to have give you an understanding of the volume on this. And you're right, due to the change in the Austrian German market, yeah, we will in the future, beginning from April on, try to have a hedge accounting on most of the volumes. Yeah. It's a lot of documentation necessary to do so, but it's better to decrease the volatility in markets which are getting more volatile anyway.
If you would like to ask a question, please press 9 and star on your telephone keypad. The next question is from Teresa Schinwald from Raiffeisen Central Bank.
Hello, good morning. I would love to you to elaborate a bit on the new renewables support law in Austria. If this helps, changes anything regarding your renewable strategy?
Yeah, Teresa, you know, and maybe also for the other participants, we have a political crisis in Austria, so it's very hard to judge how all the projects in the legislation which has been drafted and is now already filed in the parliament will be handled over the next 4 or 5 or 6 or even 6 months. What we have is that we have a more or less a consensus that the change of the energy system to a more renewable system with some targets to 2030 is very ambitious. So if you have a very ambitious target, you need measures, yeah, and you need a certain consensus in society how much money to spend to achieve this kind of target. Therefore, I'm not so optimistic that any energy law will be voted in the parliament, which gives us a sustainable framework for the next 4 to 5 months. But I'm convinced that also regarding the political debate generally in Europe, that there will be some ambitious legislation come up, but maybe not before the election in September.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9 and star on your telephone keypad. Mr. Szyszkowitz, there are no further questions in the queue.
Yeah, thank you for joinding today's conference call. I kindly invite you to dial in again on Wednesday, the 22nd of August, when we will present our results for the first three quarters. Goodbye.